In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends, Jesus makes it clear, no one can serve two masters. Jesus calls us to be different, to be different from those in the world who place their desires, their hopes, their priorities, their love, their trust in the things of this world. He calls us to be different from those who serve Mammon, a Jewish word that means not just money, but all material possessions. Jesus' message is even more timely for us today than it would have been for his first listeners. Because we live in a culture driven by serving Mammon, in which most people spend far more time seeking to become rich in Mammon than they do seeking to store up heavenly treasure. We live in a culture in which so many, especially younger adults, say they have to work on Sunday, but somehow don't think they have to pray or worship the Lord. We live in a culture in which people obsess over what they will give or get in their own or others' wills, and few think about what example, what moral lessons they will pass on or receive. The reason why we cannot serve two masters simultaneously is because in a heart possessed by riches, there is no longer place for faith. Everything is consumed by riches. If, on the other hand, one gives God the place he expects, the first place, then his love will lead us to share our material possessions. In other words, we are either going to place our faith, hope, and love in God or in material things. If we place it in Mammon, that will suffocate our life with God. Because if we seek for money, it will be never enough. If we place it in God, then we will see material things, money, etc., not as stuff to accumulate, but means by which to spread God's love and serve his kingdom. And so we won't have to worry all the time. Jesus confronts head on this culture of worry that flows from the precariousness of basing one's existence on the weak foundation of material goods. Immediately after reminding us that we cannot serve God and Mammon, Jesus says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life." What is the therefore? It's because when we serve material goods, we cannot help but worry him. When we are really serving God, on the other hand, when we are really seeking first his kingdom and his holiness, we do not fret as much about our life, our food, our drink, our clothing, etc. but strive first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. If we do this, Jesus promises us all these other things, all these material goods will be given to us as well. We won't need to worry about them. Jesus assures us because God will make sure we have what we need. So that's Jesus' challenge for us today. Are we going to serve mammon or serve God? Jesus says we have to choose. And by the way, he let us choose. He's calling us to make a choice, and to make a radical choice about the foundation and direction of our lives. What is it going to be? It's a challenge for all of us because Jesus is jealous. He doesn't want a little, nor even half. He doesn't want just a good act, nor mass on Sundays. He wants us all. He wants our heart. All of us this morning can hear Jesus telling him, my dear friend, know that my love will never compete with your human love if you have reserved in your heart a place for it and a place for me. There will be competition if you become selfish, if you lock up a piece of your heart in a locked up safe. It is possible for many people to do it because they are afraid. They are afraid of me in wanting to protect their hearts. They lose all because they lose me. Dear faithful, let us not be mistaken. Only God is absolute. For his heart is large enough to love infinitely. He has come to bring us peace of heart and true joy. And because he loves us, he tells the truth. So he will not hide from us that this peace, this joy, costs a lot. We will need to fight for them. We will have to struggle and to make choices. To be Christian today is the only light which remains in this world. But this light has to uproot our shadows and our darkness. So if we want happiness, having chosen to belong to him, if we want to be completely his, we have to give a big kick at the table of our fear, our sins, our lies, and our false friends. Jesus is telling us to make a choice, to make it quickly, because he has chosen us and he wants us to follow him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.